This is Congressman Steve Womack with a special comment from the Capitol, again from Antarctica. And I'm out on one of the runways, I guess we call it a snow runway, and located out here is NASA with the Long Duration Balloon Program. Chris Walker is here preparing this monstrosity of a telescope to go.
It's a beauty. What are you talking
about? It's absolutely beautiful. I will tell you, Chris. So give a word picture, if you will, for the people listening, what we're looking at and what's going to happen sometime next month.
Yeah, hey guys. So what you're looking at is a balloon-borne telescope. And the balloon that we're flying on is a NASA high-altitude balloon. And it will be 140 meters in diameter, the balloon. It will contain 34 million cubic feet of helium. And with such a monster balloon, this is able to lift this payload. And our payload that we're looking at right now is weighs 2 tons, approximately. And it's 25 feet high. When it has solar panels on, it'll be 25 feet wide. So it's a big thing, almost like a two-story building. And the telescope we have in it has a 1 meter size aperture. And what we're going to use it for is mapping our Milky Way galaxy, that band of stars you see through the night sky, and also a little local galaxy called the Large Magellanic Cloud. And we're going to be mapping the carbon, oxygen, nitrogen content of both our galaxies, the Milky Way galaxy and our local galaxy called the LMC, to better understand where we all came from. I can keep talking, but I better stop.
It's fascinating. You've been doing this a while.
I have, yes. So I've been, this is my 14th or 15th trip down here to the ice. My wife keeps count. I've lost count. And so we've been doing work down here for a very long time. And the reason why we're in Antarctica is that during the Antarctic summer, the sun's up all the time. And our instruments are solar powered. We take about a kilowatt of power. So we can run it continuously. And also from Antarctica, the wind's set up that every 2 weeks you go around once. So you can watch it go round, round, round. And so you have many, many days and weeks that you can observe. And also you don't have to worry about flying over someone's country if they don't want you to.
Speaking of that, we've had that happen a few times. Most notably with the famous balloon that traversed the country. So I'm told that we have a lot of balloon overflights.
Yes, balloons fly all the time. That was a very interesting case that happened just last year. We actually fly balloons within the continental U.S. from Palestine, Texas, and from Fort Sumner, New Mexico, are two places we do it, but we stay within our boundaries.
Chris, the reason the high-altitude balloon program is necessary is because of cost, right? It's very economical.
Oh, yes. So the first time I proposed to do the science that we're doing with Gusto, this balloon-borne payload, I proposed it as a NASA orbital mission. And it was going to be about $200 million. And it wasn't selected because the technology was too advanced at the time. So for investing that much money for a space mission. So what we did was turn around and propose it to NASA for a high-altitude balloon mission. It was immediately selected. Because the cost of flying a balloon mission is, the launch vehicle cost is like, you know, $70 million to launch in space, but the balloon only costs a few million. So it's worth the risk of trying something brand new detectors, very advanced, without the potential of them going wrong in space and losing the cost of that launch vehicle. So it's a very economical way to do very state-of-the-art science.
Thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.
And there you have it, another special comment from the Capitol, this time from the runway in Antarctica.